Nick Reed is a reporter for the Concord Monitor and joins us now. Nick, when did the Pembroke School Board make the decision to make the title change from headmaster to principal?
The decision was made actually way back in the fall, September, October. But at the time, the staff, students, no one really realized it had been made. It was sort of a footnote at the end of a meeting. And it came up into the public eye just in March when it came up sort of inadvertently at a staff meeting. And someone said, something about the new principal. And everyone in the staff sort of went to correct them in to say, oh, well, I think you mean headmaster. And they said, oh, no, it's principal now. And according to a staff member who was in the room, it sort of the air went out of the room. Everyone was like, oh, my goodness, the tradition of headmaster is over.
What was the rationale for the change in the first place?
It really, to the school board at the time, it was uncontroversial. They were just modernizing it. They were looking to post the job, and it seemed to make more sense because public schools had principals in their mind. Private schools had headmasters. So they're a public school, although they have the old private school roots. Now they're a public school, and they said, let's advertise for a principal.
So Pembroke is a public school, but obviously many obviously feel the tradition should prevail here. So tell us about all the reactions around the school. As you said, it really wasn't a controversial issue until later in March. How did that controversy get started?
It started up pretty quickly once everyone realized the change had been made. I think that they just felt it wasn't given a proper chance for argument. They thought maybe the school board didn't realize how important of an issue it was to them to keep their legacy, their tradition of headmaster. And so they just started to form together, and they got a petition out there, and within a few weeks they got more than 550 signatures, and they turned it in. And everyone sort of felt like, oh, now the school board will rehear this issue, and they'll come around.
Was there some idea among students and parents that signed this petition? Was there some idea that there's more than just a name here, more than just tradition?
Yeah, there is. Some of the students, for instance, at the first meeting, one senior, I think it was, got up and he said, well, headmaster just has this sense of swagger to it that principal doesn't have. And they felt like, well, when I was in middle school, when I was in elementary school, I had a principal. Now I'm in high school and I've got the headmaster. And if he's writing a recommendation for me for college, it carries some sort of prestige that principal doesn't have.
So what happens now going forward? Will the board reconsider after these several hundred signatures have come in?
That's a good question. What they did at the meeting this month was the question before them was, should we reconsider our prior ruling? And the answer in a 3-2 vote was no, we shouldn't reconsider. And it seemed like it was kind of over. But then the Save Our Headmaster movement, as it has come to be called at the school, they didn't give up that easily. And so just last week, on Wednesday after school got out, they held this demonstration called Honk for Headmaster, where they were out there with poster boards and air horns and chalk writing on the sidewalk. And people sure were honking. It was noisy. And so it was sort of a signal that maybe this won't go as quietly as they thought. And graduation is coming up, and they've made all these buttons. They've got car decals, things like that. So unless they're forbidden, I think there will be students wearing Save Our Headmaster buttons with their graduation outfit.
What's it a title? Nick Reed from the Concord Monitor, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.